WeatherLore says the coldest weeks of the year are upon us. Does the science agree? We investigate today on the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report.
This is a referral service. Calls will be routed to an independent referral insurance agency.
Do you know the number one cause of bankruptcy? No, it's not losing your job or running up credit card debt. It's not even divorce. It's medical costs. If you and your family don't have health insurance, just one serious illness or accident could be financially devastating. But now there's good news, really good news. A health insurance hotline has been established to provide health insurance for all Americans, even uninsured Americans with pre-existing conditions. Now anyone can get health insurance even if you have a pre-existing medical condition. I repeat, now anyone can get health insurance coverage. Call now for a free no-obligation quote on affordable health plans available to you. Again, this is a free hotline for anyone, even if you have pre-existing conditions. Protect you and your family from sudden unexpected medical costs. Call the free health insurance hotline right now at 1-800-790-9836. That's 1-800-790-9836. Call 1-800-790-9836.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Friday, January 22nd, the 22nd day of the year. R&B vocalist Sam Cooke was born on this day, and this night in 1968, NBC socked it to us with a premiere of Laugh-In'. We often repeat that age-old winter proverb, as the days lengthen, the cold strengthens. Does it hold up to scientific scrutiny? For the eastern half of the U.S., the answer is a definite yes. The season's coldest temperatures occur, on average, right about now, a month after winter solstice. But areas west of the Central Plains experience their coldest weeks in December, sometimes even before the solstice. It's all because of the influence of Pacific Ocean air, of course, and it goes to show that weather lore is always subject to the regional climate where it was cultivated. That's the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more at almanac.com.